just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in on a Tuesday. More NFL news to get to, plus red alert coming up at the bottom of the hour, and Twitter police before the hour is up. And next hour, we'll talk with Hall of Famer Dave Andrechuk with the Lightning organization. So looking forward to that.
Brad Ralph, too.
Brad Ralph. So we're going to get
a lot of hockey hour. Awesome.
You know what? I'll just dedicate the 4 o'clock hour.
Nice.
Talking puck.
Talking puck.
Told you the irony of all night last night. Of course, Vegas is the top team in the West. They are the top team in the West, but they got out to a 3-0 lead last night. Bruins came back, tied it at 3. And then in the shootout, the Riley Smith, who used to suck for the Bruins, scored on the 5th penalty attempt for Vegas. But they still get the point. You know, But technically... The 14-game home winning streak is snapped.
Sorry.
Too bad.
Celtics won again.
Are you okay?
Oh, in Toronto, easily.
There's always a bright spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I won by 6.
Yeah. They were ahead by 13 or 14.
I didn't see it. I just saw the final.
They're favored by a point. That's all I care about.
It is 6 minutes past the hour. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now. GetBest.com.
The Tennessee Titans announced today that they have relieved GM John Robinson of his duties. That means they fired him.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's what that means.
Lamar Jackson suffered a sprained PCL in Sunday's win over Denver. He is expected to be sidelined for 1 to 3 weeks. Morocco knocked out Spain of the World Cup. They played to a 0-0 draw after 120 minutes. Morocco then continued the shutout. They beat Spain 3-0 in PKs. They're going to face the winner of Portugal and Switzerland in the quarterfinals. That second half just got underway. Portugal up 2-0.
Yeah, without the Ronaldo, that's crazy so far.
He's
done.
I don't know how to position it. Well, I think his ego is getting in the way of him. Still thinks he's like the 32-year-old striker, and he's not. Yeah. He's 37. He just needs to know what he is and be okay with that.
It's like Tom Brady. He needs to realize he's not a 25-year-old.
Instead, he threw a fit on Friday when he was subbed out in like the 65th minute.
Yeah.
He did the same thing at Manchester United. He walked off the pitch early because the coach didn't put him in the game. Just be a professional.
Okay, I agree. I have a question for you guys. And then we'll get back into some NFL sound. Anybody know off the top of their head what the record is for a college football player, Division I, how many teams he's played for? You know, 700 players went in the transfer portal yesterday.
It's about to be 4.
West Virginia quarterback JT Daniels, West Virginia, USC, Georgia, and he's back in the he's at West Virginia now.
Funny how you mentioned that.
Going to go to the transfer portal and go to his 4th school.
I saw a report today that JT Daniels demanded a house when he visited Oregon State back in the day, ultimately landed at West Virginia, where he got a nil package of in the mid six figures. That's $500,000 to you and me.
Thank you.
Again, the return on the investment is always there in the transfer portal, but you got to wonder, the nil package that he got, is a contingent on him staying at West Virginia.
So
$500,000, West Virginia. So don't tell me the money in these institutions isn't out. That's West Virginia.
I saw a great meme today. It was like a cartoon drawing of a third-string quarterback saying, what the heck, I'm 1 of 3? No, I'm leaving this. And then the next picture is the transfer portal where he goes, oh, so now I'm 1 of 1,300.
Yeah.
I had a theory. It's going to come up my red alert. So speaking of analytics, tell me if this is way off.
And Drake May is leaving North Carolina, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday.
It's not official, but I've seen a lot out of Chapel Hill that says this is going
to
happen.
You know that family has ties to Bloomington. Let's just, come on. We need.
Do they?
Don't they?
I don't think so.
No? I thought they did.
No, his dad and brother played for North Carolina.
If you're fabricating that rumor, I'll back you up.
Okay.
No, I think he's...
Now they're not related to Scott May from back in the day?
Well, he was a quarterback at his dad was a quarterback at Carolina.
Yeah.
And his brother was a power forward at Carolina.
I thought they were related to Scott May, but I could be wrong.
No, that's...
We'll look it up.
That's a different May.
Okay.
That's Sean wrong. May's dad, right?
Okay.
Different May.
Different.
Different May family.
Okay.
There's an easy tell there, but I'll let you figure that one out.
I see where you're going with that.
I just know Maggie May.
I'm colorblind, Chris.
No, but I was thinking, if you look at it.
We do have an opening if he's interested.
Oh.
He picked Carolina over Alabama.
But, Craig, it's interesting you say that because, let's see, he's gone from the Pac-12 to the SEC to the Big 12. So
we're back on JT Daniels now.
JT, yeah. He's got the ACC and the Big 10 left.
All right. Well.
So that's what I think. I think he goes to an ACC school or a Big Ten school.
That screams West Wisconsin. The Wisconsin move.
Yeah.
Could be.
Maybe.
Could be. All right. Let's finish off this NFL sound here I got here. Speaking of quarterbacks on the move, Baker Mayfield is available. And the 49ers just had a massive injury at quarterback. So I looked at the 49ers depth chart. They don't have anybody behind Mr. Irrelevant there, Brock Purdy. I thought there would be a Nick Mullins or somebody on there. No, they got nobody. They do not have a second string quarterback. So here's Kyle Shanahan.
Actually, they do. I'm sorry.
Did you know?
They signed Josh Johnson earlier today.
Okay.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago.
Josh Johnson.
Yep, to a one-year deal.
Refresh my memory. Where did Josh Johnson go to school?
I don't know, but he's been an XFL, USFL guy and bounced back to the NFL for a few times.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's been a Buck, actually.
I think he has.
Oh, yeah. I think he's been a lot of things. Hang on.
Okay.
Josh Johnson was from Oakland, California. He went to San Diego.
So they would rather go with Josh Johnson than Baker Mayfield. Here's Kyle Shanahan and his explanation.
Do you guys have any interest in pursuing Baker Mayfield on the waiver wire?
I mean, we look into everything, but that surprised me right now. And we got to discuss more this afternoon and stuff. But, I've always been a fan of his, but feel real good about our players. And we'll look into everything, but I feel pretty good with where we're at right now.
All right. You want to hit Josh Johnson resume?
Yes.
NFL. Yep. Just NFL.
Okay.
Well, played at San Diego 2004 to 2007, 2000. Career history. Buccaneers, 08 to 2011. San Fran, 2012. The Sacramento Mountain Lions, 2012. Cleveland Browns, 2012. Cincinnati, 2013. Write this down. San Fran, 2014. Bengals, 2015. Jets, 2015. Colts, 2015. Bills, 2015.
Wow, got around in 2015, huh? Yeah.
Ravens, 2016. Giants, 2016. Houston, 2017. Oakland, Washington, 2018. San Diego Fleet, 2019. Detroit Lions, 2019. L.A. Wildcats 2020, 49ers 2021, Jets 21, Baltimore Ravens 21, Broncos this year, I should say, and now San Fran.
How old is he? He's got to be 40.
He is 36.
36?
May 15th, 1986, the gentleman was born.
Wow.
Out of Oakland, California.
There you go.
Fifth round pick, number 160 overall in 2008.
So you're going with Josh Johnson and Brock Purdy to the playoffs.
His NFL stats are career in 30, and all those games, those teams I gave you, he's played in 37 games. He started 9, a tremendous 1-8 record.
What do you mean?
He won in 2018 with Washington. I don't know who he beat. That was his best year. He's 58.1 completion percentage. He's thrown for 2,270 yards total, 13 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. And he has rushed for 5.6 yards, 422 yards on 76 carries. He's rushed for he averages 5.6 yards a carry, and he's scored one touchdown, rushing touchdown in his career.
At this point, bring back Colin Kaepernick, for God's sakes. Jeez.
Again, in the XFL, was 2020 with L.A. He's one of the best quarterbacks, 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Oh, well, that's a nice ratio.
Yep.
Gets lesser talent.
Rating of 106.8.
All right, one more soundbite. Here's Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Green Bay Packers, on the future of one Aaron Rodgers.
We made a big commitment to him this offseason, and so that was obviously, something that was really important to us. But like we've talked about in the past, I mean, this is something we'll sit down with him after the season, and it'll be something we do together and move forward that way.
They're begging him to retire, but he won't. They absolutely won't.
Well, they're going to run the table, right?
No, they got a season finale against Motown. There's no running of any table. Kidding me?
That would be something. If that game meant something, you making the postseason or
nice,
not,
nice
depending on that
day
win.
In Green Bay? Sure. Yeah. Hey, the fact that we're even hypothetically having that conversation is let's just get by Minnesota. One game at a time, Pete. That's how we handle things in Motown. We don't look ahead. It's Minnesota this week. And by the way, we're favored by 2.5.
Yeah. I don't like that you're favored.
I don't either. I like being the underdog. I like surprising people.
But again,
but this feels like Joe Publix all over Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, they're begging you to take Minnesota. Begging you.
I'll take that bait.
But they got to sweeten it to make
it. But they were begging you to take Minnesota last week too, and I knew the Jets weren't going to win. Stupid closer than it should have been, but all their games are close, but they didn't cover. But they were down by double digits for a big chunk of that game.
Yeah. A couple college notes. We may have an idea of what Colorado's offense may look like. Coach Prime just hired Kent State coach Sean Lewis to be their offensive coordinator. Now, what's so special about Kent State? Their average play, they get a playoff within 30 seconds of real time, not play clock time. They're going to move the ball. They're going to play quickly. They're going to do no huddle. That's what Coach Prime's going to do at Colorado. He also hired Willie Taggart on his staff, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good hire. Yeah.
Mike Zimmer's been helping him at Jackson State.
Really?
Yeah. Thought that he'll be the new defensive coordinator.
Maybe. Oh, that'd be good.
No, I hope Colorado fans don't expect, 10 wins next year. On the other hand, Lincoln Riley did it with USC this year in 1 year.
Yeah, well, he also brought a Heisman candidate.
I agree. I understand. But I think Deion may be attracting. What if one of these ends up going to Colorado? What if that happens?
Yeah, I mean, a possibility. Absolutely. It's just was a little bit more in the cupboard with the Trojans than what the Buffaloes are working with. But I think he'll do well out there. I do. I think that he can go.
I do too.
He can go into any kid's living room and be in the final four, final five schools.
Speaking of final four, Heisman, Stetson Bennett, Caleb Williams, Max Duggan, and C.J. Stroud. And Tim Brando on yesterday seemed to strongly indicate that he voted for Max at TCU.
Yeah.
My question is, did people catch on to him soon enough to vote for him?
That's the problem. These people claim they watch college football all the time. If you've been paying attention all year, he has absolutely been one of the – up until the last 2 weeks, I thought it was Caleb Williams that was going to get it. Mm-hmm. But
– I thought Hendon Hooker should have been invited.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to win it, but
I know.
It's a feather in the cap. It's a nod for an awesome season.
Yep.
And
Jim Harbaugh has committed to Michigan for 2023. No rumors, people.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
What, until the Colts job becomes open?
Let's see if they win the Natty. If they win the national championship.
He's committed to 2023, Pete.
Well,
Jim Harbaugh's word is gold. Maze. His word is maze.
I think if they win the whole thing, he's leaving.
I don't. You always say that.
No, but this is different.
I know.
What else is left to do?
Somebody will offer
What
money.
Else is left to do?
He's got it rolling there.
If his heart really 100% all the way, that's where he wants to breathe his last breath in Ann Arbor.
I think it is.
Okay.
I think he wants to beat up on Ohio State a few more times and even the score. That's what I think.
I'm kind of with you on that. I don't think that he's done with the NFL. I think he's in Ann Arbor for the next
it's rolling now.
Four
Why leave
or five years. Yeah.
But I
do
think it will be interesting. If they do win the whole thing this year, I wonder if he has a little bit of a change of heart.
No. You always say that.
No, but I'm kind of really being serious this time.
No, you're always serious. No. You always say this.
No,
but I'm
always
really
serious.
I'm really,
what if
really
somebody
serious.
Somebody offers him a sweetheart deal. That's the next sentence coming out of your mouth.
Well, again, it's going to be up to
Craig.
Does he have that attitude? If they win the national championship, does he have that coaching attitude like, I've done all I can here. I need to challenge myself more.
What if he gets offered $1 billion to coach in the NFL?
The sweetheart deal. All guaranteed.
Speaking of Tennessee, wide receiver Jalin Hyatt. believe it or not.
Transfer portal.
Portal?
Has signed a nil deal with Hyatt Hotels.
Oh, good.
So as part of the deal.
Makes sense.
Jalen will gift the entire Tennessee football team with a hotel credit equivalent to their stay in Miami for the Orange Bowl.
Nice.
It's hysterical.
Nice.
Hooking somebody up.
It's because his last name is Hyatt.
I like it.
Wow.
Good move. All right. What else we got here?
I'm just, when JT Daniels got 500 grand, maybe more than that from West Virginia. 500 from somebody in business. West Virginia.
500K goes a long way in West Virginia.
Yes, it does.
I don't know if you have 500K in West Virginia.
Oh, speaking of
like
West
total
Virginia.
Total money, the GDP.
The total money in West Virginia can't be 500K.
Speaking of West Virginia, do you know what they were playing last night at Ray J? At one
point.
Country Road.
My God, Country Road. Country Road.
It's telling you, that's their new Sweet Caroline.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's fantastic.
It doesn't make any sense.
The place was going
nuts. Tom Brady just has a last second win on national TV for people in Tampa, and they go with Country Road as your song?
It's Craig, this is an international tip of the cap from Buccaneer fans to the entire country of Germany.
And to John Denver.
You're going to have to connect the dots on that for me.
You don't remember when the Bucks played in Germany, whole crowd sang Country Roads?
Okay.
That's what it is. It's a tip of the cap.
Why?
We're trying to bury the hatchet.
Because it's an awesome song.
You know?
It made no sense.
What song does make sense? And why does Sweet Caroline make sense at Fenway Park?
Moving on from the 1940s.
Why?
Times are changing.
I love the fact they're adopting Country Road by John Denver as their little theme song at Tampa Bay. I love it. I freaking love it.
Green Falcon says, stop knocking my former home state.
Okay.
Hold on.
You did.
Lovely mountains if you're driving through.
Mm-hmm. Great topography.
Fall foliage on the mountains. Beautiful.
A 3D printing of West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
Some of the best in all of the 50 states.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Great. I put Hawaii at number one.
Yeah, of course.
But West Virginia's right up there.
Okay. Now you're just talking out of the side of your mouth.
No, I'm serious.
Kathleen, so Green Falcon, give us something else about West Virginia.
Nevada's phenomenal.
Mike Florio lives there. He does. He doesn't ever leave his house, but he lives there.
Florida's probably the worst state on a 3D print. So flat. There's no change in elevation, Craig.
I'm fine with that. What did you say about Kathleen? Oh,
Kathleen's
Vikings.
Outraged. Go Vikings. I feel we're disrespected.
Hey, it's Vegas.
Everybody's fan base is disrespected. Everybody's.
Oh, everybody?
Yeah. Everybody can make that case that their fan base is disrespected.
All right.
Is Prime's son going to transfer to Colorado?
Yes. That's
he said he's his quarterback for now anyway.
That's
but he,
my quarterback.
He said he has to earn it.
Yeah.
Colorado looks awesome on a 3D print.
Yeah. What is with you in the 3D print all of a sudden?
I want a 3D printer.
You want topography?
They're pretty expensive, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those things that I'd use it like twice and then.
What would you use it for?
To print the states.
Okay. After you did all 50, then what would you do?
Coffee mug.
You'd print your own coffee mug?
Sure. Why not?
Will the plastic that is used on the printer hold up through?
You got to get a high grade. You got to get a high grade plastic. That's the key.
Okay.
Polar Express 2 says Tampa Bay song has always been Crazy Train by Ozzy. It gets played every game. That's the Patriots coming out too. But you can, Country Road was not the song they came out to, but it's the song that they play. It's sweeping the nation again. It's going to be part of Ray J for forever now. At some point.
I don't like it. 6'3" says
you don't like the song.
West Virginia is home to the hottest cousins. Think about that for a minute.
I got it.
The great Don Knotts is from West Virginia.
Makes sense.
I love Don Knotts.
That's
one of my favorite expressions back in the day. Kind of still is. Did he die? Yeah, dead like Don Knotts. Said that a lot.
It's on. Unfortunate for Don Knotts.
Yes, yep.
Is he dead?
Those of you didn't watch Andy Griffith was Mr. Furley.
I made a mistake with Don Knotts once on whether he was passed or not. Is he passed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Knotts with a K?
Yes.
Stupid.
In fact, he has been no longer with us since.
For a while.
Hold on. I'm weaky.
I would print a toothbrush holder.
2006. Mm-hmm. That's a long time. Why would you print? You get a multi-$1,000 printer. You're going to go toothbrush holder.
Toothbrush holder.
Why?
Bingo. Because I don't have a toothbrush holder
right now.
Basically,
that's a thing with holes.
Mm-hmm.
Use a cup, something.
It's a cup with holes on the top, Craig. Yeah. It's a little different than what you're explaining.
Did you read Green Falcons? If you don't appreciate the beauty of the great outdoors, and I guess I can't defend West Virginia, do you? Now, do you mean Great Outdoors, the movie that you and I both like, which is technically supposed to take place in Minnesota?
That's not what you mean.
Or Wisconsin?
It was filmed in California because I've been to that lake.
But wasn't it Minnesota? Where it supposedly took place?
Supposedly it might have taken place in Minnesota, but yeah. I actually vacationed one weekend with the family at that lake, and it is in California. It's not too far from Yosemite. So I think he just meant in general outdoors. Look, it's a lovely view of the mountains and the trees and all that stuff.
Lord management, love that Pete telling Colorado fans not to expect greatness right away. Well, no. I think – With Deion there, if they get one of these outstanding quarterbacks, I mean, greatness is greatness. I think they're going to be a very competitive football team, no matter who goes there. They're going to be changes. They're going to be competitive.
Young officer Sean with a shot for West Virginia. They got a great throw stop that makes the best root beer floats ever.
Mm.
That's something.
Okay.
Might as well move there.
Noted.
Minnesota sucks. It's Great Outdoors was Wisconsin. Yeah, it's... Wisconsin or Minnesota?
It's the same thing.
Don't say they're the same. Oh, my God. Kathleen's going to call and yell at you.
It's basically the same thing. Is it cold? Yes.
See, I expect Craig to say that.
It's about it.
A lot more lakes in Minnesota than Wisconsin. It's all cold all year round.
Did you say Lynx? The Minnesota Lynx?
No.
Oh, okay.
I did not talk about
the WNBA.
Sorry, I thought we were going WNBA for a second.
Toothbrush says you should print a golf club and a ball.
You could do it. It's not going to be a great quality, but you could absolutely do it.
XFL guy says the Tampa Bay song should be The Sound of Silence. You're not far off. In big parts of that game, there we could hear a pin drop. Which way the innovative offense.
Jerry West from West Virginia. That's true.
Yep.
The logo. All right. I think that's about all we're going to come up with on good things about West Virginia.
And if you've got any ideas for my 3D printer, let me hear them.
Oh, wait. Well, come on. You can already sense what's going to happen.
We've already gotten one.
I don't want to go there.
No anatomy suggestions, please. We get it.
Saturday, we have coverage of one of the greatest college football rivalries, Army-Navy. Coverage for Philadelphia starts at 2:30, 3 o'clock kickoff. College football brought to you by Diamonds by Diane and Twin Peaks. Red Alert next. Sheba to Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Rolling through a Tuesday. For you hockey fans out there, next hour, going to be a lot of hockey. Hall of Famer Dave Andertruck will join us, and we'll talk with Brad Ralph, the head coach of the Everblades. So we got a lot going on. And if I'm not mistaken, we give away Everblades tickets for Wikipedia. It's just going to be
an
all hockey hour next hour. So if that's your thing, let's keep it locked in, Sheeman and Shepard. All right, right now it is the bottom of the 3 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. That means Red Alert, where we put people, teams, and situations on blast round robin style. Let's do it. Red Alert!
Red Alert, Matt Patricia, please change your style. Stop coaching not to lose and stop trying to ruin Mac Jones, get it together and beat Arizona. For God's sakes, man. It's ridiculous. Stop it. Stop it. Red Alert, Matt Patricia.
Red Alert, Minnesota Vikings, 10-2, coming into the D as a 2.5-point underdog this weekend. You know Vegas is never wrong.
Dungeon?
And by the way, Kathleen, along those lines, tried calling in. Apparently, Chris didn't answer. defending the fact that Minnesota and Wisconsin are, in fact, two very different states. Red alert, Minnesota Vikings.
Red alert, Baker Mayfield.
Bakes.
Panthers don't want you. The Niners would rather go with Brock Purdy over you.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror, pal.
Ooh.
Look in the mirror.
Even the Browns don't want you.
Red alert, Baker Mayfield.
All right.
Well, it was a locker room problem, so they brought in Deshaun Watson.
They say adult in the room.
Red alert, Todd Bowles. Same comments I made about Matt Patricia. Man, stop coaching not to lose. And don't make statements last night that you played in a whole bunch of little dinky score games like you did. The second half of the season, back when you won the Super Bowl, were a lot of blowouts. It did not, it's a totally different. Look at last year's offense. Look at this year's offense. You, sir, are the problem. You, Todd Bowles, red alert.
Red alert, Bucks fans. Yeah, the ending was great last night, but you still can't score 20 points. Got the Niners defense next. Red alert, Bucks fans. Be on your toes.
Red alert, Cristiano Ronaldo. You've had your Manchester United contract terminated so far this month. Today, you were benched. Your replacement has scored 3 goals.
It's over.
And by the way, that $200 million contract from the Saudi Arabian club, it's not real.
That was fake?
Yeah.
Fake news?
Yeah, tough 3 weeks for Cristiano.
Lost $200 million, got benched.
Red alert.
Red alert, Peyton Manning. Check out the Manning cast last night.
First quarter.
Randy Moss wanted to go play with Peyton Manning at Tennessee. Blamed Peyton Manning. Said Moss stated that he could have played with Manning at Tennessee, but Manning was the reason that it never came to fruition. Quote, he wasn't punctual. That was the reason I didn't become a volunteer. Peyton was always late. When I went to Tennessee, all I heard was Peyton Manning was in Virginia to a family member's house trying to drive back just to recruit me. I was like, well, if he's driving here just to recruit me, why isn't he here now to get me? Manning responded he was visiting his girlfriend and now wife, Ashley, was attending the Virginia game at the time. And the Hall of Fame signal caller said he left Charlottesville at 3 a.m. so he could get back to Knoxville in time for Moss's visit. I said, Randy, we're going to throw in every play here, Manning added. 3 years, you'll be coming out to the NFL. He was not hearing it. He was headed for Notre Dame. I gave him my best pitch, though. But red alert, Peyton Manning, wouldn't that have been something if Randy Moss ended up at Tennessee?
3 a.m.
Maybe he could have beat Florida.
Maybe. Red alert, 49ers. You look like you were the it team. Now known Jimmy G. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. It's going to have to carry you into the postseason. Red alert, 49ers.
Red alert, Florida football. Have you seen how many players are in the transfer portal?
All of them.
17.
They couldn't play a bowl game right now.
Well, they got to. They've got two outside linebackers left on their roster. Two! One quarterback!
Better go with the nickel package.
That's why I have 90 kids on a varsity.
Red alert, Florida football.
Yikes.
Red alert, JT Daniels. Just pick somebody, would you please? He's knocked out 3 of the Power Fives. He's got USC, Georgia, and West Virginia. Now all he needs is an ACC to complete the full house. ACC
or a
Big Ten.
Yeah.
No. Why not both?
All right.
Why not both? JT Daniels transferring out.
Well, if he goes to Maryland, it's kind of like an ACC school in the Big Ten. So maybe that's an option.
Maybe it is.
I agree with you.
If he goes to Colorado, 100%. Who the hell knows? Red alert, JT Daniels.
Red alert, Matt Ryan. Hard to believe this guy was an MVP once. He's the sole cause of the 33-0 dam break in the fourth quarter against the Cowboys. Red alert, Matt Ryan. It's over.
Red alert, Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
When you've got the chance to get a first down in the second half of a fourth quarter game that you need to win, you lower your shoulder and you try to get the first down. You don't step out of bounds.
Yeah.
That was a bad look, man.
Yep.
Well, it was a bad look on the field. He looked awesome in that visor last night. That was intimidating right there.
Nice.
Like the black helmets, too.
You like the black helmets?
I do. I do. But overall, red alert, no. Mark Ingram.
Last one for me. Red alert, Boo Corrigan. I just don't understand why you have to be so transparent. When you lied to everybody in the world the other day on Sunday afternoon at 12:23 and tell everybody that not one person in your committee mentioned the fact that they didn't want Ohio State and Michigan to play in the semifinal is a flat-out lie. There's no way somebody didn't bring that up at all if it wasn't discussed. You act like it couldn't possibly have come up as a flat-out lie. I don't understand. You're not keeping, like, you know, this is not Secret Service stuff. This is not, you know, it's just football. It's just a football game. That's all. You can say it, that, yeah, it might have come up, and we highly discourage it in the semis. That's all. People understand that. Red alert, boo-boo.
Okay. All right. Red alert, Colorado football players. Dion told you to pack your bags, baby. You're out of there. Things are changing in Colorado. I'll bet they're not going to play any Rocky Mountain High or Country Road with Dion there. They can find some other cool, snappy tunes. Red alert, though, Colorado football players.
Snappy tunes.
Snappy.
Red alert, North Carolina basketball. 0-4 in your last four. You've gone from the top-ranked team in the country to unranked three
How
weeks
is
later.
Steep fall.
It was a quick decline, Craig. Really quick. Just get a win.
Sure.
Well, don't care who it's against.
You got the Citadel coming up.
Fine.
Tough one.
Red alert. Yeah, I'm not taking it for granted. Red alert, UNC.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Red alert, Bill Belichick. You're losing focus in your old age.
Mm-hmm.
Said it was too hard to make changes in your system this late in the season. You're Bill Belichick, for crying out loud.
Did he say system?
Scheme?
Yes.
He said schematic.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he said system, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he hit all the high notes.
Well, I got one more then.
Okay, go ahead.
Red alert, Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Back.
Systems.
Systems.
They're real.
Yeah.
Red alert, the word system, I don't care. It might as well be analytics. They all have the same plays in the NFL. Just it depends on what order you call
wrong.
Them.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Stupid.
Wrong. He
Ridiculous.
Doesn't understand football.
Oh, wrong.
Please.
I have more.
They all have 11, 12, and 13 formations. Just execute the proper ones when need be. Matt Patricia.
13 formations, one running back, three tight ends?
Yeah. Have that?
Not a lot.
No.
It's their jumble package. Goal line stance.
Red alert, Chris and the Dolphins. I was mocked for saying they would not score 30 against the 49ers. I am still waiting for my apology. Red alert.
Red alert, Craig Sheeman. You will never get an apology for me for anything that has to do with my beloved Miami Dolphins.
That's just wrong. I have more.
Red alert, Craig Sheeman. Now, we've all been put on red alert. How about that?
Red alert, over-enthusiastic soccer announcers that treat a forward midfield pass toward the goal like a shot on goal. Calm down. Red alert. I have more.
Sorry, I was watching Ronaldo. More? He scored, but he got called off for offsides.
What were you watching on? Because we don't have TV in
I
here.
Got a fire stick in here. I'll set you guys up tomorrow.
Red alert, over-enthusiastic soccer announcers part two. Some clown says 2026 is right around the corner. No, it's not. That's 4 years from now. We're not done with 2022. Relax again. Red alert, over-enthusiastic soccer announcer.
By the way, good news for U.S. Looks like in 2024, we'll be in Copa America with all the South American teams, which will be great for the development.
Means. Okay.
So you know how we do the Gold Cup and the Europeans do the Euros?
I'll just say yes.
South America does their own. It's called Copa America.
Okay.
The U.S. gets in every few years, but it's nice because you get to go against some different teams, some
Another
higher quality.
Thing I got to keep track of.
No, don't
soccer.
Worry about it, Craig. You spout off on stuff you don't watch all the time.
Wow.
Reddit. That's not my red alert. Sorry.
I have one more. Jeez. Red alert, Vladimir Putin, you ass clown. Stop the war. Although gas down to 319. Red alert.
What does that have to do with?
Gas and the war. And
no. The gas price drop.
I don't know.
Have we opened up some drilling?
No.
Some OPEC?
I don't know what the reason. And I follow this stuff. I can't explain this one. I don't know.
Well, it's always supply and demand. That's economics 101 right there, Craig.
I think
Craig.
We've used our emergency supply. I think it's down to no, like, a drip.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not drilling for new oil. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we're driving less.
There's an idea. Maybe people are buying Teslas.
Maybe.
That was an idea thrown out there.
You know, I had a question. Serious question.
Great.
All the people, when we didn't have power for 3 weeks, what did those people do?
And did the Tesla people?
Yeah.
Hook it up to your Jenny.
Can you get a, because it takes a few hours.
I am assuming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which also takes gas, I might add.
And then you've also got like charging stations around town.
Yeah, but nothing was working. We were like without power for a couple weeks.
Drive to Naples.
Okay. I'm just asking questions. I'm not making any kind of statement. I was very curious because I have noticed a lot of Teslas around here in Southwest Florida. And then I wondered, what do those people do?
6 foot 3 says we just bought a bunch of barrels from Venezuela. So it's good that we've, you know.
Not pumping our own. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't want to get into that. Whoa, really? Stammer Time says gas $2.99 at Sam's Club this morning?
Hey, now.
I saw $3.19 in some places.
I just said $3.19. Gator Nation says $3.08.
Oh.
Hey.
Look at that.
Things looking up.
Moving and shaking, guys. Moving and shaking.
Recession over.
Live from the Snake Pit said, did Peaches say cool and snappy tunes? No, I did not.
Actually, Craig said that.
Craig said that. I don't like it when you confuse me with Craig.
No. I don't mind it.
It fits. All right, so coming up, we've got
Twitter Police
yes. Sunshine State Edition.
Oh, there's just some doozies today.
All right, we got doozies. And coming up in an hour, your chance
doozies and floozies.
Go head-to-head with Pete Shepard and Wikipedia and win tickets to an upcoming Everblades game of your choice. Wikipedia is coming up in 1 hour right here. Sheeman Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. It is time for Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Pete Shepard. Hold on.
Bad transition.
Hold on. Yeehaw.
All right, headline. Men arrested after stealing over $1,000 worth of electric toothbrushes from Walgreens. Monroe County, 37-year-old. Stole 6 electric toothbrushes from Walgreens in Marathon, arrested on Monday. According to authorities, deputies responded to the Walgreens on 53rd around 10:40. Employee witnesses stated a man walked out of the store with items without paying, and he was driving a white Lexus.
That's why Chris wanted to do a 3D printer toothbrush holder.
Yeah, yeah.
Deputy said,
I got a bunch of new ones on the way.
Yeah, deputy said Mofield admitted to stealing the items and stated he threw them off the Long Key Bridge. He was taken to jail and charged with larceny.
Ah, that's a shame.
Hate to see it. That's a video, sorry. Well, here's one that is disturbing. Man was walking a dog in Florida and then havoc ensued. A Florida man caused utter mayhem and destruction Sunday evening in Clearwater. A Facebook post from the Clearwater Police Department says that the individual, later identified as Chad Mason, was seen engaging with a dog.
Oh, no.
Near an apartment complex. Affidavit contained by Fox 13 in Tampa, suspect was first seen walking a golden doodle, which belonged to someone he knew, and then started having, it happened in front of witnesses, including adults and a juvenile who was younger than 16.
I mean, it's a beautiful dog.
After the 36-year-old Orlando man was confronted by a resident, the suspect ran from the scene and began to wreak havoc around the surrounding area, entering Northward Presbyterian Church. The defendant knocked over a nativity display, then broke several potted plants, caused about $400 worth of damages, and then fled into an adjacent neighborhood. And he went on to destroy a mailbox, attempted to steal a car before being apprehended, booked on a plethora of charges. A whole bunch of stuff is being held in Pinellas County Jail.
I'm going to say cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I don't think that's cocaine, Craig.
No.
We're getting into a weird realm. Yeah.
Okay.
Not your straightforward drugs like cocaine.
Okay. Yeah. A Lake County man arrested after punching a dog, then swinging a vacuum at his family.
What the heck is up with that dog? Yeah, seriously.
A Mineola man arrested after witnesses said he punched a dog before threatening others living at his home, according to Lake County Sheriff's Office. Gregory Berg, Mr. Berg, 45. Deputies said they received a call on November 19th and had come on drunk, hit the dog, and threatened to shoot other members of the household if they called the police.
Mm.
Witnesses in the home told deputies that Berg had gotten into an argument with someone in the house, and after the dog began to bark, he hit, kicked, and threw the dog in response. Deputies said witnesses also told them Berg went upstairs, began throwing objects down at everyone in the home, and swung a vacuum at them. He then threatened to shoot anyone who came into his room. Yada, yada, yada. He's in big trouble. Anyone who hits a dog, to me, is if you're willing to hit an animal, you're a dangerous, dangerous person and scumbag.
Fact.
Speaking of that, mm-hmm. headline.
Agreed.
In St. Pete, man arrested for slapping police officer's horse. Says he didn't know it was
animals.
Said he didn't know he wasn't allowed to hit the horse.
Yeah, that's an officer of the law.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
A Florida man arrested on Saturday after St. Pete police officers said they witnessed him slap one of the police horses on the behind. The officers who witnessed the slap stated that he was performing lawful duties in the area of Central Ave around 1:48 in the morning.
Mm.
While riding his police horse, the officer said he saw Alicia Lalani, 27, of Odessa, walk behind his partner, who was also riding police horse, open his hand to slap the horse in the rear end. Lalani walked behind my partner, was also riding a police horse, when I observed him slap the rear end of my partner's police horse with an open hand. And Lalani immediately looked at the officers and stated that he didn't know he wasn't allowed to hit the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Officers noted that both police horses were wearing flashing red and blue lights and were easy identifiable police horses. According to officials, Lalani was charged with battery on a police horse.
Just so everybody knows, I didn't know that was illegal. That does not hold up in a court of law.
No. No, it doesn't.
Right, so...
Just like when you are ever in an institution, and it doesn't matter if it's a restaurant, a bar, a gym, and there is a sign up that says we are not responsible for articles lost. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You not all the time, but many times you are. Just because you stick that sign up doesn't mean that you are not responsible for belongings in that institution. I've seen it many times. You will lose. Not every time, but many times.
All right.
And last headline: Hernando County man climbs a tree to escape deputies. Hernando County man able to outsmart deputies climbed a tree following a bicycle chase in Brooksville.
High speed.
Deputy tried to stop a man on a bicycle after 10:45 last Thursday. He gave a fake name and fled. The sheriff's office K-9 and aviation units were called. Do you need an aviation unit?
I was going to say,
did the bicycle
on its side at the stump of the tree give him away? Oh, look up.
Michael DeBoer wasn't long before the aviation unit, I guess, spotted Bedore hiding up in a tree. He climbed down the tree without further incident and had a glass pipe with methamphetamine residue on it.
There you go, meth.
He was charged with fleeing to elude law enforcement, providing false information to law enforcement, possession of drug paraphernalia, and resisting an officer without violence. He's being held without bond due to previous failure to appear charge for resisting an officer with violating to trespass. There you have it.
Thank you. Coming up, a hockey hour. Dave Andrews, Hall of Famer, will be on. We'll also talk with Brad Ralph of the Everblades, and we'll be giving away Everblades tickets for Wikipedia, and then probably a lot more on Brady and the Bucks after that. I'm just guessing. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.